The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Why does the writer use these lines?
Because he's in a hurry.
No. Ding. Thanks for playing anyway. Because we are food for worms, lads. Because believe it or not, each and every one of us in this room is one day going to stop breathing, turn cold, and die. I'd like you to step forward over here and peruse some of the faces from the past. You've walked past them many times. I don't think you've really looked at them. They're not that different from you, are they? Same haircuts, full of hormones, just like you. Invincible, just like you feel. The world is their oyster. They believe they're destined for great things, just like many of you. Their eyes are full of hope, just like you. Did they wait until it was too late to make from their lives even one iota of what they were capable? Because you see, gentlemen, these boys are now fertilizing daffodils. But if you listen real close, you can hear them whisper their legacy to you. Go on, lean in. Listen. You hear it?
The unmistakable and inimitable Robin Williams from the 1989 movie Dead Poets Society. And school movies are our theme today, given that it's Leaving Cert Day. I'm joined by Lisa Cannon, broadcaster and TV producer. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Well, a very apt day. Everybody's already in their exams. So it's very much a compelling backdrop for films because they capture a universal rite of passage. And Dead Poets Society, I'm sure everybody knows it. And if you haven't seen it, it's absolutely beautiful, crafted film directed by Peter Weir. As you rightly said, 1989 seems so long ago now. But Carpe Diem, it's kind of Robin Williams, he played John Keating there. His lesson about Carpe Diem and sucking the marrow out of life still echo for anyone who's ever been stuck between expectation and dream. I mean, it's a fantastic movie because it's not just about poetry. It's about challenging authority and embracing passion and finding your voice, finding your individuality.
Now, there are so many movies. You've listed a whole pile for me, some of which I've seen, some not. I mean, you can go back to St. Trinian's, which the original was quite a hilarious farce, yes, I suppose. Right. But The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, which brought Maggie Smith to great prominence. Another one, let's see, this one, what's it called? Paper Chase, not one I know.
Yeah, Paper Chase. So many different movies of that generation that kind of follows the pressures of law school, the exams at Harvard and kind of a rigorous, intense academic grind. That was in 1973. People will remember also Election in 1999, set in the high school with end of year elections. I mean, look, you could even say Legally Blonde if you want, 2011. And one, Elle Woods tackling law school exams. But I suppose if we're really getting to the kernel of, you know, movies that go beyond exam season and the grades, it's more about classroom and what that shapes and how we really become. I mean, there's movies like The Breakfast Club and Education, Clockwise, which we're going to talk about, The History Boys, so many brilliant, brilliant movies. There's so many I loved as well growing up, but it is about, you know, challenging
there was, To Sir well. With Love, which starred Lulu and Sidney Poitier. It was another one.
Yeah.
Now, talk to me about Breakfast Club.
Yeah, well, look, I couldn't have mentioned today without The Breakfast Club. 1985, of course, it brought the Brat Pack together and the director and writer was John Hughes. Emilio Estevez in there, Molly Ringwald, Judd Nelson, Anthony Michael Hall and Alan Sheedy. And they became, as I mentioned, the Brat Pack. But you have kind of a standard of who's who. So you had Claire Standish as the princess, the athlete, the criminal, the brain and kind of the crazy one. But they all sit in silence and write an essay on who they think they are. And they clash and they insult each each other and they challenge the principal Vernon. And I think ultimately the movie is all about redefining labels, and it ends with Bender's fist pumping to the tune of "Don't You Forget About Me," the Simple Minds track, which now, of course, everybody knows, but Simple Minds didn't want to write it at the time. They just thought it was a ridiculous movie. They didn't want to do it, but there was a pressure from their label to do it. And Judge Nelson, who we'll hear in this clip that we're going to play, he actually stayed in character off camera, taunting Molly Ringwald and the crew. And John Hughes reportedly wanted to fire him, but the cast convinced him to stay. It's a fantastic movie. And again, if you haven't seen it, it was all filmed in 31 days in the one gymnasium. It's an iconic, right? It's a movie that kind of test the anxiety of children and exams and the deeper themes of self-discovery.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
Eat my shorts.
What was that?
Eat my shorts.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good, because it's going to be filled. We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word. Instead of going to prison, you'll come here. Are you through?
No.
I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now. I've got you for the rest of your natural born life if you don't watch your step. You want another one?
Yes.
You got it. You got another one right there. That's another one, pal.
Cut it out.
You through?
Not even close. But
good. You got one more right there.
You really think I give a shit?
Another. You through?
How many is that?
That's seven, including the one when we first came in. You asked Mr. Vernon here whether Barry Manilow knew that he raided his closet.
Now it's eight. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir. It's seven.
Shut up, Pee-wee.
That's from Breakfast Club. I mentioned farce earlier and St. Trinians and all of that, but there was a much later farce from the original St. Trinians, and this stars John Cleese, and it's called Clockwise.
Yeah,
right, now I've got some sad news for you all. I'm going to be away today. I knew you'd be heartbroken. Right, now where am I going? I am going to the University of Norwich in the fair county of Norfolk. And why am I going there? I am going there because that's where this year's annual meeting of the Headmasters' Conference is being held, and you can all feel rather proud of yourselves. Because they don't let just any old headmasters into the Headmasters' Conference, far from it. The Headmasters' Conference is the organisation to which all the great independent schools of this country belong, places like Eton and Harrow, Winchester and Westminster. The fee-paying schools. The posh schools that we all look down our noses at. And that we'd all send our children to, if only we'd got the money.
John Cleese in Clockwise. So many great movies and, I don't know, the stuff of nightmares for many people listening to them.
Well, that's true. But look, Clockwise is going to make you laugh. It's kind of from the school or the wheelhouse of the absurd. Of course, you've Monty Python there. And John Cleese really, really enjoyed making this movie. He said it was actually one of his favourite movies to ever make. And if you haven't seen it, it's an old movie. It's 1986, but it's absolutely brilliant. And there's a scene where he has a Morris Minor. It's actually driven by Cleese in the character, but it's actually the same car from Fawlty Towers, just a slightly different model and a paint job. And he's a neurotic, kind of meticulous headmaster. And the University of Norwich, featured in the film, actually doesn't exist at all, but he won the Peter Sellers Award for Comedy in the Evening Standard, and it's just hilarious. There's missed trains, there's lost speeches, there's misunderstanding. It threatens to derail his journey, leading to a day filled with chaos and self-discovery. Think kind of Monty Python mixed with Fawlty Towers per se, but a lot of it was improvised, and a bit like Robin Williams, who ad-libbed much of his dialogue in Dead Poets Society. It kind of gives that range and instinct that Cleese had for comedy. So if you're looking for a lighter lift and something that, you know, gives life lessons, maybe outweighing the textbook knowledge, Clockwise is a great one to look at, for sure.
Very good. Lisa Cannon, broadcaster and TV producer, thank you very much for joining us. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.